guys, welcome to the Chalkboard Podcast, coming to you from the heart of the Midwest in Kansas City, Missouri. My name is Eric Milner. With me, as always, is my best friend and co-host, Micah Conkling. And for the first time, a very special guest, recently engaged, Marshall Sandoval, longtime friend.
How's it going, guys?
Dude, long time to be here. Longtime friend of the Chalkboard Podcast.
Longer time friend of just you and I.
Marshall and I went to school together, kindergarten through 12th grade, and pretty much went to the first 2 years of college together because though you went to a community college, you just hung out in my dorm like Eric did.
Embarrassingly so, yes.
No.
That's all we did was just hang out in his dorm.
Dude, we just hung out in the dorm. We just played ping pong in the basement. Ugh. Dude, Marshall has been our best friend for a long time.
Real long time.
This is a man with whom I had a previous podcast, the Midwest Pacific Podcast.
RIP Midwest Pacific Podcast.
This is a man who is recently engaged, who once ate a Vidalia onion whole, who... I mean, the list, like the accolades of Marshall Sandoval go on and on and on.
Oh,
but
my.
He is, I would say, as far as like any of my friends go, he is one of the most culturally rich people that we know in terms of what he knows and what he sees. So that's why we're
appreciate it.
What kind words.
Hey, honored to be here. I don't know if I can live up to that.
I was pretending. I was like, you have eaten a whole onion.
Oh my.
Why did you do that?
I'm trying to remember.
It was a dare. You just don't dare me to do food related things.
He doesn't.
Iron stomach.
You are previously known on this podcast. Did you listen to the one where I talked about your what happened in basketball?
No, I have not dipped into that one yet. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I don't even know the context of it, but I basically talked a lot about our freshman basketball team. And
every time that I get a passing shout out, I feel my heart warms a little bit inside. So
it happens just about every episode.
It does. But it's like you one, and though, my mom that
they get a lot of
yeah, me and Marnie, big ups.
But basically, like every listener of the Chalkboard Podcast knows you as the reason that Micah quit basketball because you couldn't make a layup.
To be fair, we both quit after that, pretty much. But
sure.
That, solidarity.
What a jerk of a basketball coach. I'm not going to say names, but shots fired. all right, so we have brought Marshall on today. Number one, because we finally have the equipment to broadcast someone from California
into
our studio.
We are moving up in the world.
We are like, we're like tech giants.
Tech normal size people at best.
I know we're not tech giants, but we are starting today a new segment called Movies with Friends. Basically, it's Oscar season. Good movies are coming out. There really have been like 0 to 5 good movies this year up until now. And so we started this segment, Movies with Friends, to kind of hit Oscar season, Thanksgiving, Christmas movie season. And we're going to go do this all the way up to the Oscars. Every other week, we are going to see a movie and then bring on a friend who has seen that same movie and talk about it. And they'll all be new movies. Like, we're not going to do like Mr. Holland's Opus or anything.
Can we do Mr. Holland's Opus, though, if we get it fancy?
Marshall, have you seen that movie?
No, I'm more of a Dead Poets Society guy.
Okay.
wait, are you? Do you have to be in either camp, Mr. Holmes?
Either it's an either or. It's an either two kinds or. Of people. I'm gonna start a stand-up comedy routine. Like, there are two types of people in this world, and I'm gonna say people that have seen Mr. Holmes Opus and people who like Dead Poets Society. And I'm not gonna finish the joke, and then I'm just gonna like leave people in existential.
Crisis. Oh man!
But it's not that cold where you are because you're in California. Though I guess where you are is cold sometimes. It is cold here. The best thing to do is just go to the movie theater. So we're hitting Oscar movies or movies that we think deserve to be Oscar movies. We're talking about Arrival. Arrival, the new Denis Villeneuve flick, formerly of Prisoners, formerly of Sicario, which gets rave reviews from me. Marshall, you saw Arrival. Can you give us the context in which you saw it? Like in what theater? What did you eat? What time of day it was?
What did you eat?
Yeah, I want to know what you ate, man.
If you really want to know what I ate, I had Raisinets because I always have Raisinets, and I had popcorn and I had a drink because I was by myself.
Wait, quick. Do you buy Raisinets or do you bring them in the theater?
This time I bought them. I'm a smuggler for sure.
Am I the only one who isn't in on Raisinets here?
Are you in on smuggling? That's the real question.
Well, sure, yeah.
We're going to ask every guest this.
I've seen Micah bring like 2 liters of pop like in his coat before in a movie theater.
My bud Josh Jackway and I, when I was in college, we used to sneak in entire quarts of Sheridan's frozen custard. Like each of us would have a quart into the theater to see it. But you, like, okay, that. So Raisinets, you saw it by yourself?
Yeah, I saw it by myself in packed theater of strangers, but by myself. So kind of a weird context, but saw it about a week ago. And I've been really fired up to talk about it ever since, because it's the kind of movie that after you see it, you really want to talk to everybody about it. Unfortunately, no one around me has seen it yet, but you really, really want to talk about it after seeing it.
Yeah, that's a good time to say, when, in every episode of Movies with Friends, we are talking about the movie. So if it's like Movies with Friends Arrival and you haven't seen Arrival, go see it and then listen to this. But yeah, Eric and I went and saw Arrival the day after Donald Trump was elected, which was kind of hard.
Needless to say, we were in pretty high spirits.
Good one.
Got him.
Got it. And yeah, no, we were. I imagine
you were excited about seeing it, though. You guys have both been really big on that director. I know you guys love Sicario. I didn't see it, but I know you guys have talked about him a lot.
Yeah, I think it's actually kind of interesting knowing that you haven't seen Prisoners or Sicario, because those movies are both super, super. Would you say they're dark, Eric?
Yeah, I would definitely say they're dark.
Getting knife stuff.
Prisoners about child abduction, and Sicario is about the U.S. government involvement of the drug trade. Like, I mean, that's just like really heavy topics.
Yeah, and Arrival is, I mean, it's a heavy plot, but it's a little bit of a lighter note. So, Marshall, I'll be interested to know, like, after you go and see, like, go back and watch Sicario and Prisoners, like, if you view it any differently. But, yeah, so basically it's Denis Villeneuve, French. It's got Amy Adams in it. It's got your man Jeremy Renner. It's got Forest Whitaker, not the last king of Scotland. Because there is a king now. No, and basic plot summary is some alien pods land in 12 spots all over the Earth, and the government hires Amy Adams to, what, try to communicate, learn the aliens' language, to figure out what they want. So, Marshall, we're going to kind of let you, man. Where do you want to go? What do you think about this movie?
I really enjoyed it. And like I said, I've been eager to talk about it ever since. To me, it's really one of those movies that's kind of a meta story in that it's a lot more focused on the narrative and on the story structure is what you leave thinking about. I didn't think it was badly characterized or anything. I thought the performance was really cool and it was shot really cool a lot of the time. But what I really wanted to talk about and what I really thought about afterwards was story structure. So reminded me a lot of Memento in that way. Like Memento to me is the closest comparison where it's more of like a movie about the story structure as much as it is about anything. I mean, there's some cool themes. We can talk about those. But to me, like I just really left thinking a lot about the way that they pulled off that story structure. What were you guys' overall impressions? Did you guys like it? Like, where did it land for you?
I think story structure is a great place to start because we talked about this a little bit on a pod. We talked about aliens, but we are both, Eric especially, a fan of, like, twists in movies. Like, I think about The Prestige as kind of, like, our number one, like, twist movie that you think about where something happens that you're like, I could not have predicted that happening. And it really shocked me, actually, in Arrival because I think going into it, I was just thinking Villeneuve is a great director. I like Amy Adams. I think Jeremy Renner is underrated. Forest Whitaker is cool. The whole aesthetic of the movie looked very cool. And so I was just kind of going into it thinking, oh, it's just going to be kind of a cool alien movie, not like a movie more profound, I would argue, than Interstellar and with kind of a better, like, yeah, narrative structure twist than a movie like The Prestige for me, actually. I think the way that it kind of played into you watch the whole movie and you think like, oh, this is just, you know, eventually she's going to solve the problem, uncrack the code and then figure it out. But it went deeper into like her character and that really, it landed for me. Eric, you were a little lighter on it, I think.
I mean, I think it was a great movie. I don't know if I was necessarily light on it, but you know, I really did. I enjoyed the kind of what we're talking about, the way the story was sort of told through what, I mean, again, spoilers ahead, but the way the story is sort of told to what you think maybe are flashbacks and then they end up being sort of flash forwards and how time is all interconnected. I think that this movie does a very good job of making a movie that is about like space and about aliens and about everything, but really at the end of the day, it's about language and it's about human interaction. And I mean, I guess not even just human interaction, because it's about how they interact with these aliens. And like, for a movie to be so smart and so entertaining and so gripping without having really like very much action at all, you know, like you think about Interstellar, like that's a big difference. There's like some pretty big dramatic like set pieces in Interstellar.
Well, I'm falling through cubes of shapes.
No, hang on. Interstellar's a good movie, but like okay. All right. But my point is like, I think it's a harder thing to do. What Arrival achieved is harder to do because there wasn't the reliance upon like a cheap trick, like an explosion or stuff like that. Although there was like an explosion in there, but that wasn't,
it was such
like
a small little set.
Exactly. Like this was about communication. It was about language, and it was about like storytelling in a really interesting way. And I think that's what I really like about Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah. And the degree, I think going, like when you talked about pulling it off, I think like a degree of difficulty on a movie like this, especially as a movie that you is, a, it's not a box. It's not like a blockbuster in terms of like Moana or Ted 2, but it's like, I mean, it's pretty popular. It's a pretty popular movie. You know, it's not kind of this niche.
Oh, like, very much
it's
so.
It's not like a Memento or something like that where,
and,
you know,
I think it'll continue to have a long tail because of that fact that you do want to talk about it afterwards. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to get a lot of mileage out of people evangelizing it, wanting to talk to it, their friends and family about it afterwards for sure.
Yeah, I mean, literally can't talk to people about this movie unless they've seen it because of...
Really... Really quick with that, I think that's the part that was really impressive to me is you talked about how hard it was to pull off for the filmmakers, and I don't want to take anything away from that director. I think he adapts a short story very, very well, a very complicated lot of ideas that he plays with. Mm-hmm. But I think the reason that it was so hard to pull off is because Ted Chiang, the sci-fi short story writer who wrote it, does not release a lot of stories. And the times that he's not writing sci-fi stories, he spends the rest of his time as a technical writer. So he adapts really highly complicated technical concepts and writes like dry technical books for engineers and for consumers the rest of the time. And so this is a guy that spent 5 years studying linguistics to write this short story, The Story of Your Life. And the book is called The Story of Your Life and Others, that this movie was adapted from. And so he spent 5 years studying linguistics to kind of and thinking about the way that thing was going to be structured to really understand. Do you guys remember? I had to look it up. It's called the Sapir-Whorf hypothesis, or Sapir-Whorf or something. That's the hypothesis that your brain actually changes from learning other languages.
Yeah.
Which is so central to that twist. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it is a flash forward is that fact that her brain is beginning to change as she's learning the language. And so in the way it's presented. So, you know, I think it's more a thing that Ted Chiang pulled off. I think that guy is going to be discovered by, I had kind of heard of him. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who recommended him, but I'd heard of him a little bit before that. But after that movie, I want to read all of this guy's crazy sci-fi stuff. I think he's going to be the next like Philip K. Dick. I think a lot of people are going to make a lot more movies of his stuff, and he's going to become a lot more popular as a result of this movie just being a success, because I think he's really a lot of what drove it being so hard to pull off.
Yeah, no, I think you're hitting on something really important, is where you can get like super technical information in a very presentable package. I think back to like The Big Short last year.
Yeah, that's where they exactly were, where I hoped you were going.
Where they were talking like about the housing crisis, and it's like, oh, and here's Selena Gomez at a poker table to tell you about it. You know what I mean? Or like, here's Margot Robbie. Like, it was a really, really well done thing.
Yeah, and even though like what they were presenting to us in Arrival is not necessarily like truth or current events, like it sold it as a truth. Like, it was the kind of movie where like, and I am easily swayed by these types of like after I heard the phrase "time is a flat circle" in True Detective, even though like that was like after Matthew McConaughey had like 10 Lone Stars and it meant nothing. Like, I thought about that for like 3 days. Like, Arrival, I mean, thinking about time like that and thinking about, you know, like you are not just like the present, but like you are your future, and like your past like still always impacts you. I don't know. I mean, I looked at the movie, and I don't know that we can really argue about the twist that much, but I looked at it as like flash everywheres, you know, like it wasn't just like she was having a, like the movie was a flash forward or she was having like flashbacks, but it was like a flash everywhere of like everything has happened already in the scheme of things. I don't know.
Right. I mean, you could. She begins the film by saying she doesn't really believe in beginnings and endings anymore. Yeah. Right. So I think you're not entirely wrong. I just think that's kind of the reveal, is that that wasn't a flashback, to Eric's point earlier. But I mean, I think you're right in that that was a lot of the meaty stuff that I thought about afterwards too. Like, we don't want to go too much down into the weeds here, but I did think a lot about like my theology afterwards, right? Like loving someone when you already know everything that they're going to do, when you do see time that way, as a being that really sees that time that way, what does a relationship really mean? I mean, when they kind of, you see them kind of break up in the future, that was kind of gut wrenching for me. Cause I don't think Jeremy Renner, I don't know where I would come down on that. If my wife had a child, you know, that we knew was going to die at 13, like what decision would I make? It was kind of, reminded me of like Beautiful Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, where it's like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Yeah, would you still? Golly, I butchered that.
No,
but would you still date this person if you knew all their flaws? Like that kind of philosophical question was one that I got really hung up on thinking about afterwards. So I don't know if that made any sense.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool that we are talking about this. Like we've talked about theology and relationships and emotions, and this was an alien movie. You know, like,
that's the big point.
So, I mean, as a movie, I think there's, you know, theological veins you can go down. I think there's like relationship and, you know, emotional and stuff about vocation and work. I think ultimately, too, it is also an alien movie just done really well. The spaceships were cool. The cinematography was cool. Like the world that they were able to build with these aliens without getting too far into, here's their power structure, right? And here's like their leader and where they came from. I think they characterize, and I think you're going back to like talking about Ted Chiang, I mean, this is definitely him, of just being able to, you know, characterize these aliens without giving so much detail. I mean, they felt like humans in the movie, which I think is part of probably, if it's not Villeneuve's message, what 2016 America and the world is going to get from it, just about loving each other and looking past differences and like, you know, viewing.
If I had watched that movie the night that Trump was elected, I don't know how I could have processed it when at the point when all the countries are shutting each other out was just like, I just like,
it was so mad. Like we kept looking over at each other. Cause again, we like recorded and we had kind of vented about everything. And then this movie comes out and we're just like the entire time I keep looking over at Micah and vice versa. We're like, wow, there's just this, the whole thing about like the unity in the end and like feeling so far away from that. It was really, really surreal.
Yeah. And I don't even know if Villeneuve like meant to have that political message.
Oh, I would go out to say that he didn't.
Yeah.
It was certainly timed very well. It's hard now to know, but it was certainly timed very well.
Yeah. I feel sorry for Passengers, Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence. Not that we feel sorry for them, but I feel like that is like the other kind of like space alien-ish. I don't know if there's aliens or not,
right?
But Lawrence,
I thought Fishburne, you were all in on aliens.
Lawrence Fishburne looks like he might be an alien in that movie, but
so does Michael Shannon. I could go down a lot of different rabbit holes about this movie. I could talk about Amy Adams' portrayal of a female scientist, like, you know, the linguistics, all this interesting stuff. But
is linguistics a humanity or a science?
Linguistics, I believe.
That's a theoretical question.
Everyone quit listening at that question.
I really almost answered that question. I started thinking about it. I want to give kind of my overall take and let you guys do that too.
Marshall, before you give your overall take, I kind of want to, I guess what we're kind of taking away, haha. I guess what we're kind of wanting to frame this around is this best picture worthy, like from your take of it? And like, what do you think of it? Because I wonder, like, was it released too early? I kind of want to know these things. So, Marshall, give your overall take of it, and we'll all kind of take a turn on that.
Rather, it's just because it's such a genre of film, or because, I think it is probably going to be pigeonholed and not, I don't think it'll be part of that Oscar conversation. So, I'm not good at reading those tea leaves. Well, I'm okay. I usually get a lot of points in the pool with my friends or whatever when we have the Oscar party, but I don't keep up on that stuff super well. Like I said, I haven't seen as much as you guys have, so I'm maybe not the best one to answer, but I don't see it really making it as far as like predictions standpoint. But for my own personal resonance, I definitely thought it was in that conversation. I really, really thought about it afterwards. So it's really in the conversation for me personally. I don't know if it'll be in the conversation for the Academy.
Yeah. I think for me, I feel the exact same way that you do. I think it's worthy. I think Sicario was worthy last year. I don't know. I mean, I know why those movies kind of get ignored or shut out. But yeah, I almost think it is too on the nose about stuff happening in politics and culture and society without being explicit about it. You know, like American Sniper is going to get nominated.
What's
the Renner Baum movie?
Hurt Locker.
Yeah, those movies are going to get nominated because they're so on the nose and they're about war. Whereas a movie like this that is so, you know, cutting to like the human spirit without just like depicting a real person's life or something kind of get ignored, which is sad. I mean, it's a bummer. I put on here, one of the things we wanted to talk about was like, if you had to give it an Oscar award, what do you think it would get? Or like, what would you give it? Like, if not best picture, would you give best actor, best actress, supporting actor, cinematography? What would you give it?
Oh man, that is a excellent question. I'd say adapted screenplay is often the conversation. I've been really thinking about that a lot and the challenges they had in doing this story. I mean, the story, I've been told it jumps around and tenses all the time in the same way with the time stuff. So that was a big challenge. Props to that person. And I don't know. I think Amy Adams deserves props as well. I think she could be worthy of a nomination. I haven't seen a lot of the great performances this year, but the most human moments in the movie are in the sort of relationship you have between Renner and her. I think their chemistry and stuff was what brought the most human characterization and humanness to this movie about aliens. Their relationship and their relationship to the aliens. And so I thought their performances were really great.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go out to say I think it's going to get nominated. I think that with there being such a wide pool, a movie like this can fit in. Micah, you kind of brought up what's that other one called?
Passengers?
Passengers. Like, if we're talking space movies, even though this one doesn't take place in space, but it's still science fiction. I think that this movie has a lot more of like a prestigious sort of air about it. Like, I really don't have a hard time seeing it making Best Picture. I don't think it's going to win the award, but I think there's a reason we're talking about it on this podcast. I think that it makes the cut.
Okay.
Cool. So we'll see. All right. Well, yeah, everyone, make sure you go out and you see Arrival. It's a really good movie. Academy Awards.
I mean, don't see it if you just listen to that whole thing.
Well, I mean, still see it. I mean, get your own take on it.
Like Arrival, if you have not seen Arrival and you listen to this, listen to it as a palindrome, like the key plot point in the movie. So then you hear this part first, then you can go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That is why we named this podcast episode Hannah.
Oh gosh, Marshall, thank you for being our inaugural guest on Movies with Friends.
Thank you so much, man. And we
thank you so much for having me. Check out the movie if you like sci-fi at all, or if you like just heady stuff that makes you think. I really, really enjoyed it. I'm glad I finally got to talk about it.
I really enjoyed talking to you.
Should have been Mark Ruffalo instead of Jeremy Renner.
There it is. All right, guys. Well, hey, I hope you really enjoyed the first episode of Movies with Friends. We'll be doing this periodically as we see the different movies that in the Oscar season that we think are of note. Have a great week, and thank you again so much. Mike is dancing.